on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us, let's go right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. This is Linda Kent speaking, and I'm your host today. My brother Mark isn't with us. He is enjoying the opening day of hunting season. And I'm in the studio with lots of people this morning. First of all, I want to say hi to Rachel over there, trusted soundboard operator.
Good morning, Linda.
And how are you doing?
I'm fabulous.
And joining us today is Frank Rose.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Greg Raffa. How are you doing this morning, Greg?
Good morning, Linda, Madam President of Mojo Ambass Post 4.
We'll get to that. And then we have another guest, Sabrina French. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. So today is September 15th, and we would like to thank our sponsors, North State Consultants, Inc. You can reach them at 530-221-0101. And, okay, I got to get with it here.
You're fine.
I want to go over some of the events, like the Reading Tea Party meets Monday nights at 6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship on Bonneview. And this Monday night is debates with Bill Chappelle and Sherry Beck. So if you don't have anything else to do, please come out and join in and see what's going on. That's better. Thanks, Rachel.
You bet.
This is KCNR 1460. The chat is open. So is the phone line, 605-4527. All right. I'm going to start with Frank over here. Most of the people in the veterans community know Frank. He's everywhere all the time. I don't know, Frank, what all are you involved in?
Too many things.
Too many things.
But they're all for vets, and that's what it's all about.
All right. We're first going to go over about the stand down. Can you give us a little background about North Valley Stand Down, Frank?
Sure. We started 7 years ago and down at the fairgrounds. And the precipitation of the water and the energy of the vets and volunteers began, and we're still at it, and we serve right at the point right now seven counties with all these events that we do there. We modeled after an organization down in San Diego in 1988, and that's 22 years ago, and we're still the strongest and the largest one in the North State. There are others over in Chico at different times of the year. So we served over 320 vets and their families and also their pets, which we do. We give a lot of different services to them.
Yeah, can you kind of go over some of the services? I know a lot of people don't understand what all is available to the veterans during the stand down, which is coming in October, folks, and we'll give you the dates here in a little bit.
Yes, we do. We give them clothing and hygiene products. They get medical and dental care and vision. They need any prescriptions. They're given prescriptions to get filled. The dental, a lot of dental work is done right there on the facility in the Hope van, which travels around town during the rest of the year as well. You get the mental health program and the social service, all kind of information is for there. employment and housing assistance and legal and court assistance, which we're doing misdemeanors, which is traffic tickets and child support and so forth. And that has been growing. We now do nine counties under one judge, and she's a female JAG judge. And
So you actually hold court right there for them, is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
There's a one or 2 days that we do that, and the populace is notified what days are going to be and at what time. And we also we have the Social Security comes in. You got the DMV comes in now. They get free haircuts, and we have a veterinarian service that we do for the pets. We take them down to Anderson Veterinarian Clinic. They give them a clean bill of health, whatever shots they need, clip their nails and whatnot. It's all done free. We bring them back to our facility, and they're put in little cages and all for them to be given care. We have a rotating system of volunteers that feed them, water them, and walk them, and that also gives availability for the vets to come and see the rest of their family. We also supply transportation from outside areas. We had little shuttles that'll bring them in.
And that's at no cost to the veterans, correct?
That's correct. And then we have entertainment from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night, and it's varied. And all of it is singing groups that want to come in and sing for an hour and a half, the same thing with instrumental groups. And then in the meantime, if there are no live people, then we do CDs and have a little music program. It's very intense, and they have to come in and sign up, register. Everybody that's there is registering. At the volunteers register, have a register for volunteers, you got to register for vets and their families, and we have a register for people that supply goods for us, services. And then we give them physical aid that they need and clothing, and that's generally the first things we do. And then it goes through us. Full series of things that they go from A to B to C to D and so forth.
Yeah, I know. Myself and the ladies auxiliary from Post 4 helped out last year with setup and the clothing and stuff. There's a lot of different stuff that is offered down there for the veterans. And so all the veterans can attend this, correct, Frank?
Yes, all veterans, even the ones that are now coming in that do not have a home. And we call this couch surfing. They stay with their cousin, their aunt, their uncle, their grandfather, their neighbors. They stay for a while, so they go from one to the other. And they're all willing, if they're willing to come in, we give them service as well. We do not turn any veteran down, even if the guy has a job, but he needs an individual service that we can provide. We give it to them.
Okay, and how do they prove that they're a veteran? Do they have to have a card or anything?
Yes, they do. They have to have a veteran's card, and you should also have your military form.
Okay.
Especially we have the clinics there, and that's the first place they send them to after they register. They send them there to verify what they need military-wise before they go into the clinic itself.
Okay. So if there's veterans out there, and I'm sure there is, that's listening to us, this is going to be in October, correct?
That is correct.
The 25th through the 28th.
That is correct.
So they just show up at the gate and register? How would they go about actually getting in and taking advantage of what the services are offered there?
We have a lot of advertisement we're going to be doing as well. And this station is one of them. It's later on, later on in September, about the middle of the month. But if anybody needs any assistance prior to that, and even during that, they can get hold of Jim Richards, and he's the president of the Stand Down, and I have his phone number here. It's 356-0342, and he can steer you in the direction that you need to be if you want to be picked up or at all. We have a regular schedule that they have that they can let you know about.
All right. I guess we need to go to a break here, and then we'll pick it up on the other side. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome investigative journalist Elizabeth Nixon. Her latest book is entitled Eco-Fascists, How Radical Conservationists Are Destroying Our Natural Heritage. Elizabeth has documented the destructive impact of the environmental movement, and she'll expose its major fallacies on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Randy Jensen, Executive Director of the Louis Miramontes Memorial Foundation, a nonprofit organization founded in the name of a local businessman, husband, father, and professional golfer whose life was lost to leukemia all too soon. Our mission is to raise funds to support enhancing male cancer care in the North State. To that end, we are holding the first annual Louis Shootout Golf Tournament September 28th and 29th at Gold Hills Golf Club. This will be a par 3 shootout with closest to the pin and hole-in-one prizes. If you're interested in participating, please visit our website at lmmf.net.
If your child plans to play school sports, they're going to need a sports physical. Make it easy. Bring them to Pulse Urgent Care's newly expanded facility. Pulse Urgent Care offers sports physicals for just $25. You're in and out quickly, and Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week for your convenience from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. To schedule your child's sports physical, call 722-1111. Or just walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive next to Ross and Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And we're back, and I'm still here in the studio with Frank and Greg and Sabrina. Frank, I know that we want to kind of finish up on this
yep.
segment. So I know that this is a really big event that's put on. Does the stand down need sponsors, volunteers? And if so, how would somebody become a sponsor or volunteer?
All you have to do is volunteer.
Well, I know you. I had to actually, you know, get a hold of somebody and fill out an application. Because the Lady Auxiliary helps out down there.
Yes,
so,
we do have that. We have forms for volunteers. We have forms for sponsors. And we also have forms for anybody that wants to donate a service or money. Just this past weekend, we just did our first stand-down golf tournament at Allen's Golf Course. And we were doing this to help fray the cost for the food, because it generally runs anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000, because we feed everybody three meals a day
mm-hmm.
for 4 days. And Sergeant Leedy, who's the head chef at Holiday Inn, he does all the cooking. He sleeps there. And then individual groups like AMVETS, American mm-hmm. Legion, they'll come in and do the serving, and then that's their job to do the pots and pans.
Yeah, and I have to let people know, it's a lot of fun to help serve down there. The ladies and I really enjoy going down there and serving and helping out. It's a lot of fun.
And so one other thing I'd like to just swing in here is that we're doing at the DFW Post 1934, they shut down for a little bit to reimburse the facility inside, and they're going to have a reopening party with tri-tip sandwiches and all the fixings on Saturday, September the 22nd, I'm sorry, from 4 p.m. to whatever. And it's free to members of the VFW and their guests. The guests will have to pay $3. But just to let you know that.
Okay. And so, again, folks, the stand-down is October 25th through the 28th at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Is there anything else you want to put in there, Frank, before we move along with the rest of our guests?
Yes, we're always trying to expand, and we're going to be bringing in dogs this year that are trained to help veterans that have traumatic experiences, and just by having the dogs near them and being able to touch them has brought even veterans out of comas. So that's going to be a new one this year as well.
Awesome. So, folks, there's a lot of different stuff going on down there. So get the word out, and so you can help Frank and them pull this off down there at the stand down. I know that me and the ladies auxiliary will be down there. So will Mojo AmVets Post 4. And so that brings us into the next one. We have Northern Area Commander Greg Raffa in the studio. And we have Sabrina French, which is the commander of AmVets Mojo Post 4. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Okay. Let's start with you, Sabrina. We just met not too long ago, but can you kind of give me a background about yourself and why you got involved with the AmVets?
Sure. I am a single mother of two. I work full-time, and I'm a full-time student right now. And the reason why I got involved with AmVets is to help out other veterans. I want to meet their needs where they're at. I want to get involved, find out what their issues are, how we can solve these problems, and take care of the suicide. There's too many veterans coming home, and the suicide rate is too high. We need to stand and help our veterans.
I totally agree with that. Can I ask you, why did you pick AmVets over another organization?
Because what I've seen of AmVets is they're getting involved, they're helping veterans out, they are committed to serve our veterans. There are so many different organizations, and what I see with our post here in Reading is that we're just following these veterans. We're helping them. We're helping them get involved with their benefits. We're helping them with college, find out what avenues to take, and basically just all the love and support that I feel.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. I know. I'll have to let the listeners know out there, I am actually the president of the Ladies Auxiliary, and that's one reason I got involved with the auxiliary through AmVets, is because I saw that it was a team more so than some of the other organizations, and trying to figure out a way to connect the veterans, like with the young people. So it was really nice to see you come on board. You're one of the youngest ones that we have. The rest of us are a lot older. I guess we should also let the listeners know that you are the youngest, I believe, commander in the post.
In all of the nation, I believe I am the youngest commander. There are some other commanders that are pretty close in age, but yes, I am the youngest.
So it's very nice. We welcome you aboard. With you being so young, is there anything that you can tell us that we might be able to some way connect with the younger veterans or get them involved? Or you have any suggestions with that? Because I know that it, like I say, most of us are, you know, much older.
Yes, definitely. We have started a program within AmVets. It's called Gulf Whiskey Whiskey Tango, which stands for Gulf War, War on Terrorism. Basically, what we are is we're a younger generation that is standing up and by the sides of our veterans that are coming home from war.
Very nice. So if somebody wanted to get involved with that, or, you know, find out more information on that program, what would they do, Sabrina?
Well, we actually have a Facebook site that we are setting up. It should be up and running by Monday, September 17th, which is this coming Monday. It will post all of our meeting times. We meet on the second Thursday of every month, and we meet at 2143 Hilltop next to Tobacco and Brew. And just come down and talk to us. We'll get you signed up. We'll take care of whatever needs you may have. And let's get involved and help each other out.
Very nice. And for the people out there, again, it's Tobacco and Brew at the Community Room. And once again, Joe and Shelley have stepped up. They are also members of AmVets, and they really help out down there. So, yeah. I know that you're going out to the college.
Yes.
And you're taking classes, but I think you got something else going on out there, too, don't you?
Yes, we have a membership drive, and we have people coming from all over for this membership drive. We have Golf Whiskey, Whiskey Tango coming from Long Beach to help with the membership drive to raise awareness. That is going to be October 18th at Shasta College. We're getting the word out, and we're letting veterans know we have your back. You know, we're veterans. We know what you're going through. You have PTSD, if you have medical issues, if you need help with family, anything, we're here. And we just need to get the word out. We need people to get involved. If everybody knows a veteran. You have a family member, and those people are in need. They're coming home. There's no jobs. They're having to continue their education, go back to school to look for work, and we're here to help.
Very nice, yeah. We definitely need to get out there and touch the younger vets that are coming home. That's always been an issue in the past. And it would be nice if there was a way that we could figure out to make more of a connection and bring them in and help them. I'm not a veteran, but I do a lot of things for veterans, and I know that there's a lot of need out there. So that's going to be October 18th?
October 18th.
Do you have a time?
It's going to be from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the quad, right in the middle of the quad. We'll be there.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know that the auxiliary is going to be out there probably helping you with that to make connections with those young men and women out there. So
yeah, and basically the older generation has been burning the candle at both ends, and it's time for my younger generation to step up. We need to step up. We need to help our veterans, and we need to give this older generation a break. They're doing everything, and we need to step up and take command.
Yes, and there's great mentors out there with that. We've got Frank and, of course, Greg. That's not saying too much over there, but we have great mentors to help with that and help you young folks.
Oh, yeah, we're going to need all the help we can get, and we need to learn what the proper way is to do things, and they are great mentors. Greg has helped me so much. He's taught me so much, and he's so involved. All these... This older generation is just so involved. They've been helping out for so many years, and I just can't wait to see this younger generation take hold.
And we really want to have you guys on board and grow and make a nice team, and so we can do a lot more in the community for the veterans. The more we stand together and pull together in the numbers, the better off we're going to be in the long run. We really need to do that. Wouldn't you agree with that, Commander?
Yes, I would. And let's just go back to Sabrina French. She's been a member for over 2 years, and she was sitting there watching and so forth. We started off making this post a young veterans post. We did quite well, but then we had a lot of issues with our economy going back to 2008 where veterans can't find jobs. We have veterans now that have the highest divorce rate in any war that we've ever had in this country. And Sabrina talked about the brain trauma injuries that we've had for veterans and also the post-traumatic stress syndrome. I would rather stress the syndrome rather over a disorder. Disorder seems to say that you were born with a disease, but you inherited a syndrome from post-traumatic stress disorder. We were asked in the year 2009, Maurice Johannesson and myself, he's a retired senator and also retired CDBA secretary in the state of California, to start a young veterans post. Well, we have our charter that started in February 1st of 2010. AmVets realized that we come up with a new concept called Team AmVets that stands for American Veterans. We were established the only veterans service organization during World War II. In 1943, 10 million veterans during that war got together over 17 campuses throughout the United States. And so everybody needs to understand that a veteran service organization you need to belong to, whether it's the VFW or the American Legion. But AmVets is very special because they're the first organization that opened it up to the National Guard, components of the reserves, and Merchant Marines. Since then, AmVets in the last 2 years has had so many young veterans step up to the plate, and my job, our generation right now in Team AmVets, is to empower young veterans. She's 31 years old. She was actually 30, the youngest state commander.
I wasn't going to do that to her, but now that you did, we'll go ahead and run with it.
But she's like a sponge. She's learning the gavel. She's learning the Roberts Rules of Order. She's learning every position in our post. We are a veterans organization, and we're trying to encourage them to move up. We had this youngest state commander, Charlie Ramos, at 43, an Army veteran. He's one of my mentors, too. One of the things that we learned about these young veterans, they text faster than we do. They talk faster. They multitask
faster. Yeah, they can multitask a lot better than what we can.
We have a concept in Team Avets to show compassion, to listen, and understand where they're coming from. This is their time.
Very nice. I think with that, we're going to go to a break. But first, I have a quote. Whoever said the pen is mightier than the sword obviously never encountered automatic weapons. That was Douglas McCarthy. And we'll catch you on the other side, folks.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is stolen the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Ah, oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Studio with me again is Greg Rapha and Sabrina French, and we're talking Team AmVets and veterans. We had Frank Rose on earlier talking about the standout. I think I want to come back with Sabrina. Can you tell us some of the programs that the AmVets offer?
Sure. I'm going to start by talking about Americanism. It is a national program where we go into the schools. It's kindergarten through eighth grade. We go into your schools and we have your children talk about the flag, draw pictures of the flag, color the flag, and there's lots of prizes that can be won. And for the high schoolers, we give them a chance to write an essay, and one of the top prizes is going to be a trip to Valley Forge. So we really need to get these kids involved. This is a great program. They get to learn a bunch of wonderful things.
Yeah, I believe with the Valley Forge trip, it's all paid, and they have a mentor that goes with them, correct?
It is completely paid for. AMVET sponsors them to go to Valley Forge, yes, definitely.
That's very nice, and it's nice to see that there's programs out there that is bringing back to the kids about what our country was founded on and why we were founded and the founding fathers. And the American flag is a very special, symbolic, patriotic.
Yes, and it seems like we have stepped away from that. We need to bring our children, this young generation, back to knowing what the flag stands for. A lot of kids don't. And just going into the schools and talking to them and giving them a little bit of education, it's a fun thing. The kids get involved. They love what they're doing. And the competitiveness, really, it isn't that bad. I mean, they just enjoy what they're doing.
Right. And I think we need to do that more, is getting the younger people involved. I know personally, with the school systems out there, a lot of that gets lost, or it has been lost, and we need to get it back, because they don't even know, like you say, about the American flag, what it stands for, why it stands, and why some of us take to heart our American flag. So that would be great. If somebody was interested in helping you with Americanism or anything, would they just come to one of your meetings and become a member, or?
Sure. If you're a veteran, you can come to the meetings, become a member. If you're not, we have our Ladies Auxiliary, which you can definitely participate in. We need all the help we can get. And if people just want to say, hey, come into our school, if it's a principal, a teacher, you know, give us a call or email us.
Okay. And if they want to call you, the number is?
530-415-8556. If you would like to email me, my email address is bree25, 1999@yahoo.com, or you could show up at one of the meetings. We're always welcome.
And if you want to get a hold of me with the Ladies Auxiliary, our number is 221-0101. That's North States 2, or my cell, which is 356-3651. And we meet on the third Wednesday of the month at 5:30 at Tobacco and Brew. And we would love to get more ladies involved in helping. I know that me and Sabrina have got a lot of projects coming down the pipe to help these veterans out there and to make the connection with the kids in the school. I do know that the AMVETs have a lot of other programs. Can we hit some of those, guys?
Yes. You know, talking about programs, you got to realize that we have a service foundation in the Department of California. They have roughly 5 to 6 thrift stores. They're going to be trying to open one up in the Bay Area, San Francisco, somewhere in that area. They raised $20 million this past year, and that's how we fund our programs. We support, we have a blood drive now that we do out of our post over on Park Marina, Blood Source. You can go in and just say this is for AMVETS Post 4. We do a Care Bears, Camp Hope. We do Habitat for Humanity, Leadership Conference, Scholarships is what we also offer. We are also very strong in legislation. We have a lot of advocates. Lorraine Plass out of Santa Rosa.
She is great.
She's outstanding. Awesome. Pete Connedy, working out of the state capitol, is our advocate. He's paid by AMVETS to represent us. But he also represents the American Legion and the VFW. One of the main things that I'd like to tell you about those 24 programs, we can actually be funded depending on what programs you want to choose. Sabrina French, being our new young veteran commander in our post, we have a concept that we don't look as a veteran as being a man or a woman. We're all veterans here together. We're trying to encourage the veterans. Sabrina's doing an outstanding job, and I'm hoping within 3 to 5 years I can step down. It was an honor for me to be nominated by the North State. We broke the state up in 3 areas, North, Central, and South, and I represent 21 posts. And I work for God, and we have a policy also to put God first, your family, and AMVETS. If you can balance those three, you're doing an outstanding job. And let me just add this. Frank Rose, was chosen this year by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. He's a member of our post. He got the Veterans Advocate Award. We have veterans from our post that sit on the cemetery group, also the Veterans Home group, and of course, Lindia Kent's been involved with the beautification of our veterans home here in Reading. And so I just want to tell you that we have college transition programs, service officers, paid service officers throughout the state of California. Our nearest one here is now in Chico. He's willing to come up here twice a week to talk to the veterans. We're trying to establish that with Sabrina French, our commander. We're deeply involved with women veterans, deeply because they have some different issues than the men do, and we do have conferences every year for women veterans alone. The career centers, the nearest one here is down in Chico, and we also have one down in Vallejo. Also, military funeral honors, we yes. have adopted a policy in our post. Fred Salanti is a lifetime member. He is the National Director of the Missing in America Project. And we work with him extensively, what he does, the God's work he does in our community.
Yeah. We try to hook up with Fred as much as we can. He's a great guy. They do a lot, Missing in America, for you folks out there that don't know. They're nationwide now. And they go and get the remains of veterans that are sitting on shelves that nobody has claimed. And they take them and to their final resting place with honors. And so we love to support them out there. I know, Sabrina, you look like there's something else you want to go over here and let the people know out there, so have at it.
Sure. I also wanted to mention our program. It's Veteran Suicide Hotline. That number is 1-800-273-TALK. If you need to talk about anything, go ahead and give us a call. We're always here.
Yeah, I was listening to Carl Bott's show this weekend. They had Dr. Leah Tate on there talking about the suicide, and it's something like 39 a year. And 39 a year is way more than what we really need, folks. So we need to start, you know, putting a helping hand out there to the veterans that are coming home.
And we need to thank our veterans for their service.
Oh, yes.
So often we forget to thank them. You know, a simple thank you for serving our country. We need to hear that, and it makes a Veterans Day.
Yeah, I know personally, from a personal experience, that there was a gentleman that was in World War II, I believe it was, and I thanked him one time, and he said that was the first time.
Only 1%, it's less than 1% in 2010 of the population, the United States population, was on active duty. Less than 1% are fighting for the freedom of our country. We really need to give them praise and thanks and just help them out.
Yeah, let me add to that, too, because one of the interesting things that we find out right now, you know, ever since 2008 with our crash of our economy, we have to help our veterans and their dependents and their families even more today. One of the things that we're finding out in our post that basically I go 24 hours, seven days a week. It's been embedded in me from my father growing up in the military, being a dependent. And I have a phone number that you can always contact me, 372-1600. That's with an area code. Being a Northern Area Commander, that's my job, is to sit here and make sure that we can find people to get into posts or even start new posts. We're thinking about going into Susanville. If you are interested, we take 10 veterans to start a post. You can start one in Red Bluff. You can start one in Shasta Lake, going all the way up to Yreka. My job this year and coming to the future, we're trying to empower 10 veterans to start a brand new post. We also have another post in Reading that I need to talk about. They have an honor of a flight program. Tom Johnson is the contact point, and Debbie Johnson is also the president of the Ladies Auxiliary for the state of California. We have a policy in our post. Sabrina knows this quite well. Look, if you don't want to join our post, we tell everybody, every veteran, go take a look at their meeting. Come back to ours. There's no competition here. We'd love to have your support. We are a team, and that's what the word
that's
is.
Right.
And there's nothing
and
in
there's
it.
There's no I in team.
Well, thank you. If you're in it for me and I, please, we really don't want you. We want a team, okay?
And our main goal is to support the veterans.
That's correct.
You know, with all political issues put aside, that is our main goal, is to support them and help them in any way we can, whether it's with the stand down, like you say, or bringing them home, or stand in flag lines, or, you know, helping the family out with whatever we can. that is our ultimate goal.
Correct.
Yeah, so, and it's wonderful. I mean, those people stand in arm's way for us to have our freedoms and to keep our freedoms. And that's the, you know, the least we can do is support them and reach out to them and try to figure out what we can do to help them and make connections and show that there is people to support them in the community.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I believe with that, we need to go to a break. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media, and we'll catch you on the other side. If you have any questions, please call in 605-4567.
Linda, guess what's happening at Tobacco and Brew this month?
$3 all month for their special double dark mocha. You can get it hot, iced, or blended.
And I understand that Tobacco and Brew is serving up organic coffee.
That's right, from Guatemala. It's organic coffee where you can get it full or by the pound.
That's right, and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town.
Come and check out the new wine, Smoking Loon, just $10.99 a bottle. It's a fabulous Chardonnay with a slight oak taste with hints of apple and mango. I love it.
And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And if you want to go out and get that cup of coffee and sit down outside, they've got plenty of places to do that. Sit there with your friends.
Winners around the corner. Come in and get your coffee mugs now. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from C.R. Gibbs.
Hey, hon, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Hey, who are you? Oh, Dadu, the Ducky Derby Duck. Yeah, I'm going to tell him about it. Reading East Rotary announcing that Ducky Derby tickets are now available. Get your ducks by calling Duck Central at 225-8583. Purchase from any Reading East Rotarian member or from any of the schools or youth groups. No, I didn't say the price. They're only $5. Thanks for reminding me. Okay, cool. So, let's see. What else? Oh, yeah, the prizes? Sure. This year's prizes include a 7x10 Sheriff's Kids Playhouse donated by Meeks Lumber and Hardware, a giant Giants Weekend donated by Inner West Insurance Services, Diamond Pendant from Devon's Jewelers, and 2 tablet computers from Advanced Concepts. Oh, my goodness, I didn't even say when it is. Sunday, September 30th in Caldwell Park, featuring North Valley Art League's Arts and Crafts Fair, entertainment, and the Rats to Riches Car Show, plus the duck drop at 1 p.m. Hey, did I ever tell you the one about the duck who goes into a pharmacy to get some chapstick? He says, I'll just put it on my bill.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
At KCNR 1460, and we're talking about veterans and different programs and way to help, way to get involved, and what's available out there in the community. And I believe we have a caller on the line. Robert, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing this morning, Robert?
Pretty good. My dad was a World War II veteran, and I know this may sound flippant, but he and mom are together again out at the Veterans Cemetery.
Isn't that awesome?
As well as a sample of their ashes sprinkled at the base of Mount St. Helens in Washington State, which was my dad's last big assignment with the Forest Service before he died. And like I said, he was a World War II veteran, front row seat at Pearl Harbor, and I've always been wanting to pay it forward, and I'm just wondering who I need to talk to sign me up. I'm ready, because I hate to say this, but as a state employee, it turns out that if that tax increase of Jerry Brown, not that I'm plugging it one way or the other, but if that tax increase doesn't pass, according to some insiders in the Brown administration, most state employees like myself who have front office jobs are going to be looking the wrong end of 3 furlough days a month, so I figure I string those together, and I can bring more help.
Oh, that would be awesome.
But one other thing, I emailed the guy who's the coordinator of the Wounded Warrior Project, and you know there's no chapter for that here in Reading, and I was thinking maybe your guests could, like, have a little powwow and want to start one, and I'd be glad to throw my 2 cents worth in and see if I could help.
Yeah, I know there is no chapter for the Wounded Warrior Project up here, but the Ladies Auxiliary and Mojo AmVets Post 4 and a few other ones are teaming together. We're actually having an event coming in February, February 16th, that we're trying to put together with the Wounded Warriors. But if you want to get involved, you can give me a call at 356-3651. Or Sabrina, you want to give out your number again?
530-415-8556.
And Greg.
A little slower, please.
A little slower.
415-8556.
8556.
Yep.
Okay, sounds good, because like I said, it's just, veterans' causes are a pet cause of mine, and
we'd love to have you.
I can't do enough for any of them, including these young ones that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan.
You got that right. And we would most certainly love to have you and have your hands on board and help us out and give us some ideas maybe to help out with things.
I minored in logistics in college, and I have a little bit of larceny in my heart, and I can find things. If you don't want to ask too many questions, I can. There's some things I can find, but you have to remember, like radar, don't ask too many questions about how he got it.
Right. Well, thanks for calling in. We do have another caller on the
okay,
other line, and we hope to talk to you soon.
All righty, take care.
All right, you too. And on the other line, we have Mr. Carl Bott. Are you there, sir?
I'm here. How are you doing?
We are doing great, and you?
Super. Hey, I just want to call her Greg on. What a great American this man is. Greg, can you hear me?
He's listening.
Wow, thank
well,
you
know
so
what?
Are you,
you started the you know, so many of the programs up here. You support veterans with such zeal and with such a tenacity that everybody that knows you should be proud to know you. And I would just like to say that I'm proud to know you, and that there isn't a veterans cause that you don't stand for. And the veterans in the North State are far much better for having you here with us than they would have been without you.
Well, Carl, back at you and your wife for what you do. I'm not one on taking compliments. You know that.
That's why I had to give them to you because you know you'll never say anything. But you are a driving force behind a lot of the programs here that take care of veterans.
I have to agree with you, Carl. He is. I wouldn't be involved in the Ladies Auxiliary if it wasn't for that man sitting across the table from me.
Well. I wouldn't be either. I mean, he's tenacious.
He's done a great job. And I know that you're a member of our post, and so is Dr. Leah Tate.
Absolutely.
And we are so glad to have you guys involved with us.
Well, I'm honored to be in that post, but, you know, but it's not just that. It's just, you know, it's other things that you know, but taking care of veterans that need help, that don't know, you know, that maybe don't have the strength or they just can't just say, you know, enough is enough. But they have the AmVets stand up for them, but it's not, you know, but it, Greg and you and many others, it's, you don't have to belong to a specific organization to be helped. And that's the thing I've always admired about our veterans and our community up here, to help our veterans.
Yes, there is a lot of help. We are very grateful up in the North State, but there is a lot of veterans. What do we got, 20,000 plus out there in the North State?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and there's a lot more to do. And,
yeah,
absolutely.
Anyway, I just wanted to call and give you kudos because you deserve them so much.
Well, back at you, Carl.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Carl,
have
for
a great
the call.
One. Thanks.
Have
great
a nice
show.
Day.
You too. We'll talk to you later, Carl. All right. So, I think there's a couple little things that we want to cover before we get out of here because time is running down. I believe that you guys wanted to talk about some of the things that you did at convention and what you got going with that. Sabrina, you want to chime in here?
Sure. I'm going to start with some of the committees I'm on. I'm on the Americanism Committee, Golf Whiskey Whiskey Tango, Women's Committee, and also a scholarship committee. For all those veterans out there that are in need of scholarships, I just want to let you know that AMVET has some pretty amazing scholarships. Just get in touch with us, and we'll plug you in and see if we can't get you one.
Yeah, let me add to that. Sabrina, we actually started this first time out of the Service Foundation for the Department of California with Team AMVETS. We have 10 scholarships this year for Northern Area, $500, and we're developing that with Eureka Dean Glasser, the post commander over there in Eureka. She is the chairman for the state of California and for Northern Area. And the young veterans, this is empowering them to develop this program for all veterans in the state of California. Adding to that, we have 2 million veterans in the state of California. Talking about the 20,000 veterans here, we know that, your time is very valuable. By joining Team AMVETS, it's $30 just for an annual, okay? And for a lifetime, it's $250. Compare that to other veterans organizations. By you joining is supporting us by our numbers. We testify every year on our program reporting. We have to go to Washington, D.C., and report all of our programs. Last year in the state of California alone, I believe it was $3.5 million in program reporting. And because we are a not-for-profit organization, and also every post in the state of California is becoming their own corporation. By us becoming a corporation, that gives us more value to our department by giving us money. If we want to start a brand new program, they'll fund it if it's legitimate. So with that note, I just want to tell you, Godspeed to you, all of you, and take a look at this young veteran. I told you she's a sponge. She's soaking it all up. She's learning everything, and this is our future. This is our leadership. Yes. I'm looking forward to her to move up to a district commander, Northern Area Commander, and God willing, and I keep praying on this, I'd love to see her as our state commander.
That would be awesome. Also, I wanted to let the listeners know out there, with the Ladies Auxiliary, you don't have to be a veteran to be part of the auxiliary. As long as some of your members, your husband, your brother, anybody like that, aunt, uncle, something like that, you can join us. Our dues are $25 a year, since we're talking about that. And we've got a lot of different projects. We are helping out, thank goodness for the ladies that stand behind me. They're helping make 200 ditty bags and cooling neckties for the stand down. I mean, they've made blankets that went to the 132nd, Treva and her crafty ladies. I mean, there's just a lot that they do. If it wasn't for them, and that's what we go back to the team thing. If we can't work as a team, we don't go anywhere. So the more that we can pull together folks on the front line, so to speak, and group together, we can be a mighty force. I mean, we all know that. So, Sabrina, you got anything before we close out here?
Sure do. For the men out there, we also have a program. It's Sons of AMVETS. You can join up if your parents served. Go ahead and give us a call, and you can join up Sons of AMVETS as well as the Ladies Auxiliary.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up because that's a fairly new program, if I remember correctly. Right, Greg?
In the North State, it is. In Eureka, they're already starting the Sons of AMVETS. They got one started now in San Francisco, Post 34. Commander Helen Wong down there is a good friend of mine, and we're trying to reach out to a lot of the young men. Let's talk about this team. It's a godsend to have you, Linda Kent, and uh-huh. your ladies to be a part of this team. We're a family.
Yes, we are. We are. And we are honored to be part of this team, again, to help and support our veterans. I think we're winding down to the hour now. I want to thank all of our guests. Thank you so much, Frank, for sharing the stand down with us. And we always see Frank everywhere. And I'm sure we'll keep seeing him. He's the one that's always taking the photographs and everything. And Commander of the North State, Greg Raffa, and Commander of Mojo Post 4, Sabrina. I really take my hats off to all you guys for everything you do.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
We'd love to have you back in the future or keep me posted on stuff that's going on. So this is KCNR 1460. Are we ready to go? We got 1 minute. Don't forget the Reading Tea Party on Monday night, 6 p.m. at Bonnie Destiny Fellowship. We have debates, Bill Chappelle and Sherry Beck, and for the next 3 more weeks after that. So keep tuned to that and come see us, because we have a lot of interesting stuff going on there. And hopefully I'll see some new women on Wednesday at 5:30 at Tobacco and Brew for the Ladies Auxiliary, and get plugged in with us. This is KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
I'm Ron Platter. 4 members of the U.S.-led mission in Afghanistan were killed in the past 24 hours, 2 of them when a local officer turned a gun on them today.
A NATO spokesman saying a man believed to be a member of the Afghan police force killed 2 soldiers in Helmand Province in southern Afghanistan. We don't yet know whether the victims are Americans.
Fox's Jamie Colby, the gunman, was also killed. A separate attack last night by the Taliban killed 2 American Marines at a base where British Prince Harry is stationed. 18 insurgents died and 5 NATO airplanes were destroyed. But an allied spokesman downplayed worries that this represented a big security breach for the base.
We take the incident very seriously, and we permanently actually review and assess our current security measures.
German General Günther Katz. The Taliban claimed it was targeting Prince Harry, who was said to be far from the part of the base that was under attack. Also in Afghanistan, anti-American protests.